With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Surf's up as blueberry harvest gets underway here in the Pacific Northwest, again with a surge in production numbers. Washington Blueberry Commission Executive Director Alan Schreiber says it's been a trend for some time now that many are calling the blue wave.
It's both official and unofficial, the blue wave or the blue crush. Since 2006 in Washington, every year but two, we've had ever-increasing levels of production. And overall across the United States, we're seeing a ramp up in the volume of blueberries harvested.
But Schreiber says that might not be the biggest news.
It's quite a remarkable story, but the more remarkable story is the fact that consumption of blueberries has kept up with production. I mean, the per capita increase in blueberry consumption in the last 10 years has virtually doubled.
So I asked Schreiber, why the surge?
I can tell you two things in general that has happened is fresh consumption of blueberries has increased remarkably, and we're seeing blueberries in products like we've never seen before, you know, blueberry ice cream, blueberry yogurt, a lot of blueberry dairy type things. And we're seeing them in places like pet food, for example.
Schreiber says during the pandemic, there's also been a growing demand for frozen blueberries as people stock up for the long haul. Tune in tomorrow for more on the surge in blueberry production. And welcome back to another Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent USA. With us once again is Valent's Allison Walston. And this week, Allison, the talk, no, it's not about my hair, but an apple disorder called greasiness.
Some apple varieties can become and look greasy during storage. This apple disorder isn't appealing to the average customer. Skin greasiness in apples is known to be associated with ripening and can appear during long-term storage or in the field before harvest.
So what causes these greasy apples?
A separation of the two layers of the cuticle. Apples are covered by a waxy cuticle layer that protects against the environment and minimizes water loss. Basically, as the apple matures, the ethylene given off creates greasy esters, melting the waxy layer and separating it. It makes the surface of the apple look and feel greasy. If we can slow the ethylene maturation down, the fruit in storage might not develop greasiness.
Well, thanks, Allison. Join us again next time for more Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent. Until then, I'm Bob Larson. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.